This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I'm Kenzie.
I'm Jamie.
And this is the Codependent Podcast. Welcome back to another week of the best podcast ever.
Hi, girly pops.
Hello. We are, Jamie's just doubled.
If you hear a little slurping, it's just Monty eating.
Freaking Monty, dude.
I know. She's always hungry at the actual worst times.
No, honestly, she really is.
Like, I don't know
But
why.
Like, that's like having a newborn.
It really is. And I also just found strawberry cream cheese on her back from the girls this morning. they had a bagel and they must have touched her back somehow.
That is hilarious.
That is having other kids. I'm like, what's on her back? Yeah, strawberry cream cheese.
It's fine. I feel like with like your first, you'd be like, they need a bath immediately.
Yeah.
You know what? Strawberry cream cheese. Saving it for later.
At least she smells good.
What's up with you today? Anything exciting?
You know,
I feel like we haven't hung out in a couple days.
I know.
What have we been up to?
What's new? Honestly, the only like new thing in my life has been I started Pilates.
Jamie is a Pilates girly.
Pilates girly now. And I can attest to the hype that it is great.
I literally joined Lifetime to do Pilates. That was the reason I started going
started
to that gym.
Going to Lifetime.
Because they have childcare.
Yes.
And then
they have everything.
They have the Pilates
yes.
class.
Yes.
And I couldn't get myself to do it by myself. That's my problem.
Going to something like that, any type of class where you like, I don't know, where it's new, it's intimidating. You don't want to go alone.
No, you don't.
You don't want to go alone.
And yours is like so far or else I would go.
100%.
I'd go with you.
Well, I would go to Lifetime.
Well, I have a friend that goes to Lifetime that she can't work out right now. She's like, she got surgery.
Yes.
But she said she'd try Pilates with me when she's cleared.
And
so 2 weeks.
And you're going to love it.
I know.
You're going to love it.
You totally know.
And you'll be really good at it too.
I am like, Pilates is like my jam. Like I feel like I'd be very good at Pilates.
Yes.
Because I'm flexible.
Yes.
Like, and I've got a good core.
And it's just, yeah, it's just a good workout. Like you feel good, but you don't feel like dead. Does that make sense?
Like train and saying I wanted to vomit.
Train and saying you want to vomit after, which is also a good feeling.
Great
like
feeling,
a
yeah.
A different type of feeling, but it's a good feeling. Like you feel like you worked out hard. But
Pilates, do you feel like you're really strong? Like,
yeah, and you just feel like you feel good afterward and you feel like stretched out. Like
I love that.
But you also worked out. So it's good. It's definitely like, I do need to like do some cardio like along with it.
Okay.
Because your heart rate's not like, okay, maybe somebody else's. And maybe it's different classes too.
A good
now.
Amount of times in a week.
But there is like different types of Pilates classes and some of them are more like cardio based. So your heart rate can be up more. But I feel like I need to like, I don't know, like I don't want to say go on a jog because I hate running.
But like go on a jog.
Yeah, like a little bit, maybe like go on the Stairmaster.
That's what I was going to say.
Like where it's like your heart rate gets up a little bit more. Because you definitely feel sore and like your muscles are working, your core is really engaged. But yeah, I don't feel like I ran.
So like a slay for you right now would be Pilates.
Oh, that is a slay for me right now.
Mom's going to be so annoyed that you're like really into Pilates because she's been begging us for years to do Pilates. Years.
She messaged me when I posted that I went and she's like, I'll go when I come back with you. Like,
no,
I will go with
you. I remember like when I was like in elementary school, Mom did Pilates.
Well, and I don't want to admit this, but I always thought Pilates was like an old lady workout because
it was.
Because Mom did it. And I was like, yeah, that's an old lady workout.
Like, I think it's like really popular right now.
I agree. I think, and I will say there's a lot of old ladies there. There's a lot of old ladies.
Well, remember when
but there's also hot moms there. So like
we went with mom once. She bribed us to go to Wildflower for breakfast. To go to Zumba. And we're like, this is so freaking lame.
Like all these old ladies dancing.
It's going to be so lame, but let's do it so we can go to Wildflower.
Yes.
I have never sweat so much in my whole life.
Oh like, yeah. These old ladies like ran laps around me in Kenzie.
And like, I would like to think I was the fittest I'd ever been.
Oh.
But dude, they got their shake weights. They were shaking them like you know the old lady arm flab? Like that's a thing.
No, it's a thing.
But like these old lady arm flabs were shaking their freaking shake weights.
They were so good.
They were so good. I have been terrified to go to Zumba's class ever since.
Same. I probably never will.
I literally could not keep up with these ladies.
I went one time when we were at BYU Idaho because a girl in our ward was teaching it and I like wanted to support her. So I went to
her
Zumba class and it was, but it was different. But all I could think about was the old ladies.
Running laps around us.
Yeah, and we were like in the back, like huffing and puffing.
No, like I remember sitting down. Mom's like, what are you guys doing? And she's like clapping and doing like her like up on the, like the little step, you know?
Step thing. And me and Kenzie were in the back like.
I like didn't even bring water because I was like, this isn't going to be hard.
Like this is stupid.
No, I was profusely sweating.
It was.
I like didn't even want breakfast afterwards because I wanted to just vomit.
No, same. Like, so honestly, I always thought Pilates was like a dumb workout. No, it's a great workout. And I will say it's a really good workout. Like for me, postpartum.
Cause it's low key.
It's low key, but it's still a good workout. Yep. And it's really engaging on the core.
Which is what you need after.
Exactly. Yep. So if you're like postpartum or if you're pregnant and thinking about like what you want to do after, Pilates is like
Pilates. Catch me at Pilates in 2 weeks.
Catch Kenzie at Pilates very soon.
Not a stopping to take a picture. Okay, what about me? What do I have going on?
Kenzie, what's new for you?
Literally nothing. Like, I really feel like I'm at like the dullest point in my life right now. No, like
life is dull, huh?
Life is like pretty dull. Like I really am like not doing
You're
anything.
You're like in your routine. Okay, but summer's coming up and Kenzie thrives in the summer. Kenzie thrives in the summer. She's a summer girly. I'm a fall winter girly. Kenzie's a summer girly.
I am a Christmas girly. I'm like
the month of December.
The month of December. Love. I am the happiest I've ever been.
Yes.
Not this last December because I was deathly ill.
All of December.
But yes, I do love December. December's my favorite month of the year. But I like look back at photos of myself from summer and I'm like, wow, I look so happy. Like, I do get like the winter blues a little bit.
I see that for you. I cannot stop talking about summer and it makes me want to die.
No, literally. So. I will say like, I really like throwing a sweatshirt on and leggings on.
Yes.
That's the hard part for me because I do really like sweatshirts and leggings, like having to go to the gym, walking into the gym, sweating because it's hot outside and then also going to work out kind of makes me want to die.
And then leaving the gym and you like want to like get in the cool, but you're just going to go back to 115 degrees.
That's when I go home and I just get in my pool.
Yeah. Yeah. And I see that for you.
Yeah.
And I love that for
and
you.
And I also think my backyard being redone has really hyped up my summer.
It's really put, hey, that's a new thing for you.
Yeah, it is. You my backyard looks great.
Like, I'm amazing.
So excited about it. I'm actually posting another post today for it. But no, I like being tan. I like being in the pool, the vitamin D, like, I don't know. I love me some sunshine. Like,
you thrive on the vitamin D. You do.
The D.
The D. She thrives on the D.
No. So we have some fun trips coming up. We're actually going to do California for, spring break.
Yes. That's a good one.
We weren't going to do that, but then Payson's performing at Knott's Berry Farm and we weren't going to do it. And I was talking to Kat because you're going to be gone anyway. So I was like, I'm going to have nothing to do.
In Disney for
and Payson has day. 2 weeks. She has 2 weeks of break. So yes. I'm like, what am I going to do for break?
What are you going
to
do?
And so I started talking to Kat and I was like, maybe we'll just come to California like Wednesday to Sunday and DJ can fly and meet us on Friday. And then she was like, yeah, let's do it. We made all these plans. And that's when I realized her Knott's Berry performance is on Tuesday. So I'm like, if I'm going to get there one day later, we might as well do Knott's Berry Farm. So we decided she's going to perform at Knott's Berry Farm, which will be really fun. And then we're going to spend a couple days with Kat. And then DJ's going to get there. We're going to go snowboard up at Big Bear, which will be so fun. And that will be like our little spring break. But Payson does have 2 weeks off school. So
that's going to be fun. Honestly, it's going to be really fun.
We'll be in California at the same time.
I know, we will. We probably, maybe won't cross paths, but maybe.
So are you not staying the weekend?
I think I'm staying the weekend.
Okay.
I'm still trying to figure it out.
Okay.
So
Stay tuned. Because me and Kat were saying we can meet up on Saturday and do the beach.
Aren't you going snowboarding?
No, we're going to snowboard Friday.
Oh, you're snowboarding on Friday.
Yes, he's going to fly in Friday at like 6 a.m.
Okay, okay.
I'm going to pick him up from the airport. We're going to drive straight there because it's going to be way less crowded on a Friday.
Yes.
So that's the plan is to go on Friday. And then me and Kat were thinking we'd meet up with you on Saturday.
On Saturday. Okay.
Me and Kat made plans to hang out with you and we just didn't tell you.
We'll see. I'm a little busy.
And then Kat comes next weekend.
Which is going to be so fun.
Next weekend is going to be so fun.
It is. I'm excited because like after this week, I feel like next week will be like fun. Like we have that going on and
we have the Celtics game.
We have Tina and Gary are coming. My in-laws are coming. It's Monty's baby blessing. Like it's
and then you leave for California.
And then I leave for California. So I'm excited. Like I need to get out of Arizona. Like being pregnant and not leaving for so long. Like I know I went to California when I was pregnant, but I'm like itching.
Your skin's crawling.
I'm itching for like to go somewhere.
No, I literally have our next like 6 months planned. Like March, I'm going to California. April, we're doing Disneyland. May, I just say May, I'm doing a trip because it's your birthday and you like to do trips on your birthday.
I do.
So I just always am like May is Jamie's birthday trip. April or May, June. June is our family trip.
Yes. July, and possibly Nashville.
Possibly Nashville.
Right,
I need to figure that out. And then July. 4th of July.
4th of July.
And then August, DJ's birthday. We're going to California.
We got that. I need an August something.
We're going to the Laguna Hotel.
You are? Oh, I'm so excited.
We just booked it. We're doing couples massages. We're doing dinner at the hotel. I am so excited.
I'm beyond excited for
you. It's DJ's 30th. Okay. And then September's my birthday.
That's going to be good, Kenzie.
I know, right?
He's going to be so excited.
He's going to be so excited. I was thinking about maybe having, because Kendall and Nicole will live there by then.
Oh yeah.
So
oh,
I was thinking with like Kat got a sitter. We could all go out to dinner one night for like his birthday.
Yes, I'm excited
about that. September's my birthday. So I'll probably do something.
Yes.
October's my least favorite month of the year. And then
October
we got Christmas.
October is Halloween and it's Justin's 30th and we're going to Vegas.
Am I invited?
Yes, you are.
Wonderful. Then so, that's my October trip.
Yes, that's your October trip.
No. And then my trend retreat is normally in August too.
Oh, hey,
we've got the rest of my year planned.
We got a good year coming up.
I'm very excited. We don't have like a big, massive trip like Europe.
Yeah.
But like we have like little things to look forward to, which I'm
2025
very excited.
Will be a big trip. I want to plan a big trip for
our doing
family.
The Amalfi Coast and my kids aren't going.
Amazing. I love that.
Yeah. 2025 summer.
2025. I want to do a trip because this year, like we have a lot going on. So I just
There's
feel
no
like
way.
We just can't.
Same.
But 2025.
Where, like, you're going to take your kids, though.
Justin doesn't want to. I don't want to. So, we'll see.
It's, like, a struggle of, like, I want to bring them because, like, I love taking my kids on trips. Like, I don't want to be the mom that leaves my kids behind and goes on a million trips. Like, I just personally, I want my kids to be there and experience everything.
Completely. And that's what I say. And Justin's, like, they're not going to remember. Why are we spending that much money? Like, let's go and enjoy it. And I'm, like, I do get that. We've always taken our kids.
Same.
I feel like I need to go on a trip without the kids, but it does like, you know, just that mom anxiety of like leaving them for so long and like just figuring it out. Luckily, Monty will be like over one, so less worry.
Yes.
But still just, it's stressful.
It's stressful. And that's why I want to do it over the summer because A, my in-laws are out of school.
Oh, nice.
B, my kids are out of school and
summer sucks.
I'll probably do it around the time that she's not doing dance over
Smart.
The, because she does dance over the summer, but not the whole summer.
Yes.
So I'll do it like around the time that she doesn't have dance. So there's nothing to like drop and take off to.
Completely.
And
it's just chill.
Every Europe trip we've been on, or even like we went to Puerto Rico with the kids, we went to Belize with the kids, like
Any,
Italy
like,
with the
trip.
Kids,
yeah.
Paris with the kids. We haven't like done like a very romantic trip.
Yes.
So I'm like, next year we're going to do the Amalfi Coast. That's like what we're saving up for. We're going to do the Amalfi Coast, just the two of us. And Amalfi Coast is hard with kids because it's so rocky.
It's rocky. Yeah.
Completely. And hilly.
It's very romantic.
And that's what I want.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Next year will be our 9-year anniversary. So if we could have just waited one more year, it would have been on our 10, but I'm not waiting another year.
But you're not waiting. So.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Like you'll be 8 this year.
8 this year, right?
2025 will be our 10. No, you're 7 this year. I'm 7 right now, so you're 6. So you're 7, and
so
then
next
you'll be 8.
You'll be 8.
Yes.
I'm not waiting.
And then
that'll
be my 9. But I do want to do something for 10. Because that's like a big.
That's big.
That's
big. We've been married so long.
Yeah, that's big.
All right, any other updates that you have?
I don't think so. Oh, I do want to know. This is kind of like random, but since we were talking about it. I want to know everyone else's thoughts, but also your thoughts.
Okay.
Too, which we've already talked about this kind of, but.
Please.
For my 10-year, I really want to like get like a pretty white dress and like go take like photos and like do like a not like a vow renewal because we didn't really like do vows, but like,
yes,
I want to do something like a really pretty photo shoot and like,
yes,
I don't know exactly what yet, but like, I want to do something like good.
Do you want to hear my opinion?
Yeah, I do.
I think because we didn't do like the vow thing, like you don't really do that.
Yeah.
When you're Mormon, but I would love to. Like, I would love to like do vows and I would love it to be in front of my kids.
I totally agree.
That's what I want to do.
Lola Webb did like a 10-year thing. She literally like got dressed up in like pretty much a wedding dress. Her kids got to be a part of it.
That's what I want to do.
She did vow renewal.
Yes.
And I just thought it was so cool. I know some people think it's like cheesy or stupid, but
I mean, it's pretty cheesy.
It's cheesy, but I'm like,
but for my logic is that we got married super young.
I got married so young. Like, I mean, not that I didn't think, but like, even making it to 10 years when you get married at the age of like 19 or 18 is pretty. Yes.
Your 10-year anniversary is going to be before you're 30.
Exactly.
Like that's weird.
Like that's insane.
And my thing is like from the time I got married to like right now, like one, our marriage has changed immensely.
Yes. Completely.
Two, I've changed immensely and yes. DJ's changed immensely. Yes. And like, I feel like I could actually give vows that like have a deep understanding to them
completely.
That I probably couldn't have when we got married when I was 20.
Like, you're like, I love you so much. I promise to be the best wife ever.
I promise to cook you dinner and do the dishes. Like, no, like don't promise that.
I'm not promising that.
Like, no. So I agree. And I would love my kids to be involved because I feel like that's something at that age, especially like Navy and Payson.
Oh my gosh.
They would understand and they could see the love of their parents.
And like always remember like, oh, I remember them like your kids. I mean, unless you got married after you have kids, which happens a lot too, but like your kids are obviously never a part of your wedding. Like if you waited to have kids until after you were married. And so it's kind of special to like have your kids.
I love that. And like Pierce could be DJ's best man and Payson could be my maid of honor.
Yes.
Like so cute.
Are you kidding?
So cute. No, I'm in. Let's do it.
Yeah. I know some people think it's cheesy, but I kind of want to like know everyone's thoughts.
It's for sure cheesy, but I also think that especially when we got married so young, I feel like it makes a lot of sense to like, also like you are recommitting to your spouse and like you recommit 100%. That love and another 10 years with them. Like, I don't know. I think it's important to always
like celebrate and cherish that. And like 10 years is just such a huge milestone.
It is.
That I'm like, wow, 10 years married. Like I want to like do something super special.
I totally agree with you. No, so, I'm in. I'll be there. I'll be your maid of honor.
Perfect. Done.
Unless you're going to pick stupid Navy.
Unless I'm going to pick my three daughters.
Literally though.
Yeah, I have three daughters. So I don't know how that's going to work.
They could all be flower girls.
They'll all be flower girls. Exactly. But yeah, sorry. That was a little tangent, but
that is a very big tangent, but like I'm here for it.
But I was just curious more than anything. So anyway, this week we are really excited because we're doing Slayer Stray. You guys requested this episode like so many of you did, like hundreds.
I look like a little boy in your story. I'm not going to lie.
I love little boy Kinsey.
My hair is like slicked back. I got the humongous headphones on and I'm wearing no mascara.
And your big smile.
I'm like really happy.
Like, thank you.
Literally.
You're happy to be with me.
Really happy to be with you, baby.
So many of you guys requested Slayer Stray and I love Slayer Stray. It's so fun. There's so many new trends out since we did it. Like, I think we did it in maybe beginning of last year.
I think it was like very beginning of last year.
So it's been quite a while. So I'm really excited that we get to do Slayer Stray.
Should we start with ours?
Yeah, let's start with ours. Let's start. Did you write mine down?
I sent them to you in a text message.
Perfect. Thank you.
Jamie was driving. I was sitting. And so I wrote them all down.
So she wrote them for us.
Okay. Starting with this one, which I feel like me and Jamie are on the same page with. Slay is, okay, we put this on both lists. So let us explain.
Yes.
We put this on Slay and Stray. Cardigans.
Yeah.
I love the cardigan trend. I am here for it. I think it looks cute on so many people. But the Stray is the fact that I can't pull it off.
I always am like a cardigan, but how do you wear a cardigan? Like, I don't understand. The only time that I can pull off a cardigan is like the other day to church, I wore it over my dress and I like buttoned it all the way up. So it kind of looked like a sweater.
Cute.
But like, I don't know how to wear a cardigan with like jeans. I feel like I'm in era 2005 where you like wore a cardigan with like a tight like shirt that was really long.
Like a Hollister
shirt. Skinny jeans.
No, 100%.
And then you put a cardigan over it.
The way I like it looked is a way that I can't wear.
Like, okay, for example, Amber Phillip. She slays the cardigan.
Yeah.
I am not her and I cannot pull it off.
I like when, I like you wear like just a bra, or like for yes, me, I would yes, probably wear nothing yes. underneath it just because I never wear a bra. And then you button like where your bra is, and then you yes. leave the rest open.
Buttoned.
I like that look.
Yes, yes.
I like the dainty cardigans.
Same,
like
same.
Brandy, oh my good heavens. Okay. Jamie's mic just fell off. No, I really like the cardigan trend. I just don't know if I can get on board. I can't get on board, but I like the trend. Are you okay over there?
Nope.
We got the mic figured out. So we're back. The cardigans, Jamie.
Yeah, I'm going to have to put it in my stray category.
You know what's funny is that you're wearing a cardigan right now.
I am, but it's part of a set, so it's easier for me to style.
I wore that cardigan, though, with the barrel jeans.
Honestly, it looked really cute. It looked so cute.
I would choose a thinner, smaller, tighter cardigan
yeah.
to wear with baggy jeans.
I totally agree with you.
Honestly, Emily Kaiser kind of pulls off the cardigan look.
Oh, she totally. That's what I'm saying. I don't hate it. Like, I'm not like some trends people hate. They hate them on everybody. It doesn't matter. I don't hate cardigans on everybody. I hate them on myself.
I just don't really get them.
And also, okay, I just want to preface really quick. I should have started this before, but like, if we say something that you like, please do not get offended. This is not meant to offend anybody. And I know people get pissed. I'm reading some of these and I'm pissed because I like them.
No,
but guess what? It's not meant to offend. It's just for fun. We all like different things.
Well, I mean, even think about like our reel with the barrel jeans. Like when we posted it, we both were like, be ready. We are going to get mean comments because they're not everyone's style. And that's what I posted on my story that day. I'm like,
Isn't that the point of fashion?
That's literally the point. You are allowed to have your opinions. We're talking about like the trends that we're seeing and like.
And
like,
they're trends because some people love them and some people hate them.
And you definitely don't have to like them.
And
I
if
don't
you love
like
them and we say we hate them, it's okay.
It's okay.
We're still like, we're still girlies.
There's also things that Jamie likes that I don't like and things I like that Jamie doesn't
100%.
Like. 100%. And I would never be like, you look hideous.
Yes. She's like, I wouldn't wear that. And that's okay.
And you look cute yeah. when you wear it.
And it's okay.
Just like I can appreciate a good cardigan. I just don't know how to wear it.
I just don't like it on myself.
So that is all.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. In Slay, we both have barrel jeans.
We do. I know a lot of you just absolutely hate them.
Let me say, I probably wouldn't have worn barrel jeans a year ago.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't have either.
I just don't think I would have liked them on my body. And I think I would have been really self-conscious, like
of the way that you felt and looked at
it. Because they do make you look a little whiter than you are.
I got some hilarious ones. Somebody said, barrel jeans is a stray. I would look like an over-exaggerated pear.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, they are literally called barrel jeans because they make you look like you're in a barrel.
Yes.
Like I get why people don't like them.
And I'm selective about how and when I wear them.
And okay, like these are the comments I love. People in my box today are like, barrel jeans, absolute stray, but you and Kenzie slay wearing them. Like that's what we need to be for people.
Yes. If like, you don't like something, that's totally fine.
Exactly. And I love that. And someone's like, I hate barrel jeans, but they said, but you and Kenzie are so hot. Of course you pull them off. And I was like, that's so nice. Like, you don't have to like it.
You don't have to like it.
But you can say, I would never wear that, but it still looks cute on you.
Yes.
Like, honestly, even Justin says that to me sometimes. I wear something.
When I put my barrel jeans on, that's exactly what DJ
said to
me.
Justin was like, you look good, but
I don't get them.
I don't get it. I don't know why you like them, but like, you look good in them.
Like, DJ's like, are those in? I'm like, yes, they're very in.
They're very
in. And he's like, they're interesting. I'm like, yeah. He's like, you look really good. And like, you look skinny and like, they flatter you. I just don't get them.
And somebody commented on our reel and they said, they were like, you guys are going to look back at this in a couple of years and literally hate it. And I'm like, that's the point of trends. They're in.
The Hollister shirts.
I'm sorry. I look back at myself from middle school and I'm like, what the freak was I wearing? But that's what was in
high school. Yep.
Like, I don't know why I wore combat boots in high school.
I wore a chevron skirt with a mustard top. Remember that?
Like, I don't know why I wore that, but it was trendy. It's hideous now for me.
But I did like it then.
But I liked it back then.
Yep, 100%.
So like, that. I mean, that's what trends are. We're going to look back and be like, what were those jeans?
Yes.
Okay, honestly, this is very random, but I just thought of this. Slayer Stray Kenzie on the mustache trend. DJ's been on the mustache grind for quite a while.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen Justin. He has a fat mustache right now.
That's going to make DJ very jealous.
He's got a fat mustache.
And
we're in the grocery store. We're looking around. Every guy his age has a mustache right now.
So I've actually talked to DJ about this because I commented on somebody's mustache the other day. I was like, look at how thick his mustache is. And he's like, stop. Like he like got offended. That would be like him saying like, look at that girl's boobs. Like it was like,
I would be pissed.
It was like just as offensive for him. Cause like,
it'd be like, yeah, if your husband or like your husband was like balding and you're like, look at that guy's hair. It's so nice. It's like, yeah. Wait, like,
and like DJ can get a mustache, but it's not super.
Some guys just don't have, which I will say is a pro and a con because okay. When you're growing a mustache, great. You have thick hair, but then Justin is a hairier guy. Like, and I don't like a lot of hair. Like he's always like trimming and shaving and stuff because I don't like hairiness. And so
is it like the shadow too, or is it just the mustache?
Well, the shadow comes in one day. So he has to keep shaving the shadow, but he has like a thick
mustache. See, I almost wish DJ would leave the scruff if he has a mustache.
Okay. Really?
Yes.
I feel like it looks dirty.
It does.
Like it looks a little dirty,
but like just the mustache looks a little pedo.
Yeah. I can see that.
Especially because DJ
looks like he's like 33.
DJ looks older when he has a mustache, which that's what he likes. Because I feel like all of his life, he's kind of had like a baby face. So he feels more confident with the mustache. Mustaches are definitely in.
They're definitely in.
But
we're going to look back in 10 years at our family photos and be like our kids are going to laugh at it. Because do you remember we look back at dad and we're like, what was your haircut, dude?
Yes, but also I'm going to look back at like, the things I wear and say that. So like,
and I don't care and it's fine. It's going to be funny, but imagine your kids looking back and be like, dad, why did you have a mustache? Like, dude, what were you doing?
But like, but mustaches are like, kind of cool.
No, I know. And I like it. Like I never ever thought in a million years Justin would have a mustache because I hate mustaches, but
they kind of pull it off.
But he kind of pulls it off. And if he doesn't listen to this podcast, I'm never saying it to his face.
Oh no. So, I would tell DJ never to get a mustache ever again.
Till I'm in the grave.
Are you married?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for my new ring. I don't really have a ring right now. My ring doesn't fit me ever since getting pregnant. My original wedding ring doesn't fit me.
And then
anymore.
Is the Amazon one too big?
It's just junky. Like it's faded and cloudy.
Yeah.
I bought it from Amazon.
That's how long is your ring supposed to be ready?
Like a couple weeks. Like probably
so
2
more
weeks.
So you're just not going to be married for that long?
I'm just not going to be married for a couple weeks.
Okay, cool.
I just noticed. Sorry. I know. I'm not married.
What was your first stray that you said?
Okay, my first stray is the skimpy bikini trend. I love it for people. It's my own insecurity.
Are you talking about like the vagina diaper?
No, I'm talking about like the string skimpy bikinis are back in. They are
like, do you get what, you know, like the, like it looks, oh, it's like puffy almost.
I get what you're saying.
And then it's string.
It's literally just like anything skimpy, super low rise. It comes like, it goes halfway on your boob. So like you have a little under boob, a little over boob.
I don't hate that.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
But it's like just a super like skimpy bikini. Like the 18 to like 23 year olds who don't have kids look amazing in them.
Yeah.
But then there's me who has kids and I wish I could do it. And
honestly,
I can't.
Jamie, I don't even want to say this because I don't want it to be a stray, but high-waisted bikinis are not in.
They're not.
I'm very sorry.
But
I know.
Unfortunately, I will be wearing them.
I will be rocking a high-waisted bikini.
I don't need it like ultra high waist, but like I need a little high waist. I'm going to have to this summer. I am like 3 months postpartum.
Do you like the mid-rise?
I just...
What about like my brown one from Abercrombie? It's technically mid-rise.
Where does it hit you?
Like right at my belly button.
I could do right at the belly button.
Okay.
I can. Okay. I can. I mean, in a couple months, like once my Pilates is
my
like...
My Pilates body.
Once it's like coming in, maybe I'll change my mind. At this exact moment... Ain't no way.
So I like my beach riot and that's high waisted.
My beach riot. Those are the high waisted. That's the only high waisted I'm going to be wearing.
Did you like the Abercrombie swimsuit I tried on? Would you call that skimpy?
No, I'd call it's definitely low. Like it's a low, it's a bikini. It's not a high waisted. It's not a mid rise. It's a bikini.
It's a bikini,
but it's not skimpy.
It's not a string.
It's not stringy. It's not like, I don't know. Like I just, you know, a skimpy bikini when you see one, it's just like, it's skimpy and I actually love them. But for me, it has to be a stray.
Okay. See,
I think for 90% of our listeners, it's going to be a stray.
I'm a little bit more into the skimpy bikinis. Which
okay.
Is,
listen to this. Avery Woods just went on that trip.
Yes.
She wore that bikini. She effing slayed it. That one bikini, there was like 5 girls wearing it.
Did you see the way that one girl was wearing it?
Oh, that was interesting.
Okay.
Avery Woods looked amazing. I don't look like her after having three kids. So I couldn't.
I looked at it and I thought in my head, I could wear that.
Would you wear that?
Yes.
Okay, so then it's a slay for you.
I don't know if I would feel comfortable in it. I would like to believe I would wear it.
I would wear it if I looked like her.
Okay.
If I had her body, I would wear that.
I, like, do you see Emily's? I liked Emily's.
Yeah.
I liked hers more.
Yeah.
Because they had like tie, like big ties on the side.
Yes.
And it wasn't like as like, just like skimpy.
That's what I'm saying. It's skimpy. Like it's, but I love it. Like I love it on her.
I'm like, I feel like I'm kind of into the skimpy swimsuit trend. Not like your butt crack or your vagina's hanging out.
Oh, I love, I'm sorry, but I'm a slay for the thong, but I like them.
That's what I can't get on board
with. I wear them. I like them.
I don't like.
Not a string, but like.
Cheeky.
Very cheeky. I
don't like cheeky.
Oh, I love
cheeky. I want it to be like coverage in the back.
No.
But the terrible. Sides can be strings.
Okay. I'm the opposite.
There we go. Okay, next one. Oh, mine stray was anything low rise.
Oh.
I've tried. I've tried my best. I don't know if it's like my hips that I can't get on board with. I feel wider.
Yeah.
It just... I'm okay with a mid-rise now. It doesn't need to be high-rise.
Yes.
But a mid-rise, like my barrel jeans, those are mid-rise.
They're low-rise, but you pull them up. They're low-rise jeans. They're supposed to be.
They fall down.
They're supposed to be.
I know. I would consider them mid-rise because I feel like the crotch is longer than a low-rise would be.
If you go look at the picture, though, the way their models wear them are all low-rise.
And I don't love that.
We just pull them up because we like that feeling.
I like mid-rise.
I do, too.
I don't hate high-rise.
It's uncomfortable to me. Because yeah. Like when you sit, it goes into your ribs.
My Abercrombie jeans are high-rise, and I like those.
I like high-rise, too, but I feel like they definitely are the most uncomfortable. Mid-rise is, like, perfect for me.
I agree. Another stray we have are ballet flats. Same as the cardigan.
I feel like if you wear cardigans, you wear ballet flats. And that's okay. I just can't.
Fine.
I just can't. Like I wore them in an Adobe Lane photo shoot, ballet flats.
Loved them.
The reason we did that is not because I love ballet flats, but because we wanted to show it.
Styled differently
because some people love ballet flats.
See, I love ballet flats. But I don't really wear outfits that go with ballet flats. So it would be stupid for me to buy ballet flats.
Exactly.
I would be scrounging for an outfit to wear with them.
Same.
Rather than buying shoes that I know I could pair with a lot of things.
I don't dress like whimsical. I feel like if you dress a little bit more whimsical.
More feminine.
Whimsical?
Feminine.
Yes. Feminine, whimsical, like flowy. It kind of all goes together. Like it's Taylor Swift's. Like
folklore evermore
era is like the whimsical cardigans.
She needs to have a song called ballet flats.
Like that's what it is. And I love it for other people. I don't dress like that. I love ballet flats on my girls. They both wear ballet flats.
Same.
I think that they look so dang cute.
Yes.
I put them on with big ruffle socks and they look so cute.
I really like the buckle stud ballet flats. Have you seen those?
Yes.
Yeah. I like those.
Yes.
I don't know. I would like to wear them. They're just not my style.
It's just, yeah, it's a stray.
Okay.
It's a stray.
The next one, Jamie.
Okay. I'm going to go with one of our slays.
Okay.
Is hats.
Hats.
Yeah. Hats. I really
want to wear hats.
It's a slay, but for some reason I can't.
Do you own a hat?
No.
So maybe you need to own a hat.
Maybe I need to own a hat first. I want to wear one, but I'm scared to spend money on one.
Step one.
Own a hat. Step one, buy a hat in order to say if it's a slay or stray.
Step two, put hat on.
Step three, decide if it's a slay or stray. Yes. It's a slay because I love them on other people so much. I don't own one, but like for my birthday, we're going to go to a hat bar and we're going to make hats and we're going to try to be hat girly.
I would love to be a hat girly with my short hair. I would love to be a hat girly.
Like so cute.
Yeah. No, I'm in with that slay.
Yeah. I know.
Okay. I'm going to say this next one because okay. I have a controversial opinion.
Okay.
Slay. You said slay for overalls.
Yes.
Okay. Here's my beef with overalls.
Okay.
I have 1 ounce of beef with overalls.
Okay. I want another beef.
I like them in the winter because I can do a long sleeve or a turtleneck. I hate them in the summer because they're cute with a tank top. They are not cute with a shade shirt underneath, like a cap sleeve.
No, not at all.
So
I just wore them with a tank top because I think that's what's cute.
It's way cuter.
I don't like cap sleeves ever.
Okay, I like my TNA cap sleeves. But like, I like that.
For like, sorry, I mean like under something.
Yes.
Like, I like shirts that are short sleeve. Obviously, you don't have a choice. We got to wear those in the summer, yes. Is what it is.
Or like, but a bodysuit that's cap, yes, sleeve. That's, yes, fine.
But like, just like a cap sleeve shirt under a dress, under an overalls. That's a stray for me.
It's giving BYU Idaho.
It's giving Mormon mom. And that's okay.
That's what I am.
That's what it is.
But that's why I don't like overalls, because of that reason. I love styling overalls, like the short winter overalls, like the Ziggy overalls with a swimsuit underneath in the summer.
Yes. So like, cute.
That's the vibe.
Yes.
The vibe is not a tank, like a cap sleeve shirt.
From Downey's Basics.
Yeah. That's my beef with overalls. Yes. I like overalls, but there's my beef.
I support it.
Even the ones that you have that you wore when you were pregnant, yes, those could technically are overalls.
Oh yeah, they're overalls.
The Free People ones.
Yes.
Love them in the winter. Don't know what to do with them in the summer.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I get that. I really, really get that.
So that's a great point. That's my beef with overalls.
That's your piece of beef.
That's my piece of beef, but I really do. I would still consider them slay because of other people styling them.
Yes. Okay. I love that. Okay. Next one. Designer bags. It's going to be a slay for me.
I'm straying a little bit.
Are you?
Just a little bit. I just don't know if they're worth them.
It's all you use, Kenzie.
I know. Because so
it's got to be a stray for you.
Well, they were a stray for, I don't own any other purses.
True.
If I owned other purses, I maybe would wear them. Okay. They're a slay. I'll slay them.
Once you own one, would you go buy a fake one?
No, but not because of like...
Not because it's fake.
Not because it's fake. I wouldn't buy a fake one because of the same reason I wouldn't buy another real one. Because I don't feel like you need 10 designer bags. I feel like you could buy a designer bag that like you can wear with everything.
Yeah, but designer bags aren't like... You will wreck them if you wear them like that. They are so expensive.
To me, I'm like, why would I spend that much money if I'm not going to use it every day? I get what you're saying.
Meant to be everyday person. That's the hard thing about designer bags.
No, I get what you're saying. And yes, that's why I kind of want to stray.
Okay. Just that makes sense.
And I want to slay for one or two. I would stray for more than that.
Interesting.
I just don't think you need an arsenal of designer bags.
I don't think an arsenal, but I could see myself wanting like, Five. Okay, that's reasonable. A fun, colorful one. Like I'm saying, okay, if you have all this money and you want to spend it on designer bags, that's what I'm saying. You love designer bags or you hate them and you think that they're a waste of money. I like designer bags, but I haven't bought a designer bag since the first one I bought. Justin bought me one and then I bought myself one.
Exactly.
And I haven't bought one since they're so expensive. I want to have like a lot of extra money if I'm going
to
do that.
I would want to buy like the next one I buy, I would like it to be like a dinner bag, like a date night bag.
Yes.
Not like, definitely not a use everyday bag. Like yes. I would get like a black, shiny, like pretty, I could wear
like
it on
a small,
small date night.
Like
you literally
only put like your lip gloss and like,
a card
and your like phone.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be like the next one I buy.
I totally agree.
And then other than that, I don't know if I would buy another one for a while.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not like in the market to buy one right now. I'm not even close, but I definitely do want like a couple more in the long distant future.
And again, I know that like different styles fit different people, but yes, there's a lot of designer bags. Like there's more designer bags I hate than I like.
Oh, same.
Sometimes I see people with a designer bag and I'm like, I think that's hideous. Why would you spend $2,800 on that?
Yeah.
But then they love it. So
they love it.
You do you.
Yes.
And again, that's what style is.
100%.
I just personally probably wouldn't buy another bag for a hot minute. And if I did, it would be like a special dinner bag.
I totally agree.
Yeah. That is all.
No, I agree with you. I'm also like in my diaper bag era. So like,
you're not even in that.
I'm not even like thinking about a purse for a very, very long time, but I do like them. And I do appreciate the niceness of them. I can appreciate a nice bag.
I do agree with that.
But yeah. Yeah.
The other thing too,
buying like a designer bag every week or month is a stray. Not a slay. That's a stray for me.
I agree.
You don't ever need that many.
I think too.
I think if you have a small collection.
Small collection.
That's where I'm a slay for. A small collection that's going to last you forever. I will say the quality these are pieces I'm going to hand down to my children.
I agree with that.
They 100% are.
I agree with that.
I am going to hand them down to my children eventually when they're older.
You need at least three.
So I need at least three. So I have two.
So one more to give to Monty girl.
I need at least one more.
Perfect. I know. I also think, and this is the reason I wouldn't buy a fake one, is because I bought my designer bag with like my own hard earned money. And once I did that,
you saw the like
sentiment.
Yes, it's sentimental. And it's me and Kenzie bought matching ones. And to me, like, I will never forget that experience.
Same.
It was so fun.
It was so fun.
It was rewarding. It felt really, really cool that we got to do that together.
Yes.
Like once in a lifetime.
I agree.
Like that's how I felt.
And if I bought a fake one, I just wouldn't feel that feeling.
Completely. And you know what? Hey, if you rock a fake bag, who cares? It's fine.
The amount of fake bags I have had.
Exactly. Like who cares? If you never want to spend money on a designer bag because you want to buy a bunch of fake ones and have a lot of new ones.
There are some hideous designer bags that I can't believe people spend money on. And I know people feel that way about like me and my bags.
Exactly.
So you do you.
You do you. Yeah. 100%.
There's no reason.
There's nothing wrong with having a fake one. But for me, once I've gotten one, I'm like, oh,
but again, like, I wouldn't buy another real one right now because I feel okay with the ones that I have.
Totally.
So I don't
agree.
Need a fake one because I have the ones that I have.
Totally agree.
You know whose fake one I'm obsessed with?
Who?
Megan's.
Oh, I
would never know the difference.
Yes.
I think that is the cutest designer bag.
So
and
cute.
It's fake.
Yes.
I literally thought it was real. I thought it was real for months.
Yeah.
Finally, I was like, Megan, when did you get that? And she's like, it's fake. I'm like, I literally months thought it was real.
Yes. I feel like also if you're like a super, super bag girly, you would know. Like we have a friend who she's into designer bags.
She would know.
Immediately can tell the difference. I'm not into them enough to really notice the difference. I can tell on Louis Vuittons for the most part, just because like
could you tell Megan's was fake?
No, but I knew it was because I knew she would never spend the money on one. I shouldn't say never, but I feel
that's
like
that's not something she cares about.
That's not something she cares about, at least right now. I could see her going to buy one eventually. I really could. But I knew only because I was like, she probably didn't go buy that. Like because she wouldn't want to
spend
the money.
That makes sense. I was like, maybe he surprised her with that.
Maybe
I don't know. Maybe her mom gave it to her.
Honestly true.
So I don't know. Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like
we're beating a dead horse
next,
to the water.
Next one. Should we move on to everybody else's?
Yeah, let's move on to everyone else's.
Okay. Perfect.
Because we have some good ones from you guys. We've hit a couple of them, like the barrel jeans, of course. Okay, Kenzie, this is
is it at me?
It's at us.
Okay.
But kind of you.
Oh.
For right now. Nudes.
I
they said nudes stray.
A lot of people actually have said that.
Why?
Because they're expensive for a bodysuit.
Okay.
But Jamie, when do I wear a bodysuit? Have you ever seen me wear a bodysuit?
No.
I started wearing bodysuits.
Because of nudes.
Because of nudes. They're thick. They suck you in. My white one, I wear a bra with my white one. And somebody asked me, what bra do you wear with the white one? It is not see-through. It is so thick. They're so comfortable.
Yep.
I personally think that they're worth the price that they are. They're the only bodysuit I will wear. Like genuinely to my core.
Like, and I, my kids have nudes.
They have tones.
Or tones. I will say they are ruined. They're stained.
Really?
If anything hits the kids' ones, immediately stained.
Oh, that sucks.
Like my kids' pajamas, stained, ruined.
The brown ones?
I have brown and pink.
Oh.
For my kids. And like, if you're spending $50 on a pair of kids' pajamas.
I don't disagree with that.
They should not like stain from water.
We've talked about this about a different brand too.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so I do have a little bit of beef with that, but I have nudes pajamas that you guys got me for postpartum.
Yes.
And I'm obsessed with them. They are so comfortable. I don't own a bodysuit yet, but I'm in the market for some bodysuits. So
I have like six.
I am going to look at nudes. I feel like it's the same people feel like about Skims. Like you either love or you hate.
Totally.
I slay for Skims.
I have never tried a Skims on in my life.
I like their stuff. I think it's expensive, but I do like it. I only own like a few things from them, but I really like it. I have a friend who owns a Skims sweat set.
Yes.
Oh, it's so cute on her.
Yes. I personally really like nudes right now. Yep. I don't know why. I think it's because I never did bodysuits and then I found them and now I will do bodysuits.
And you feel like you love it.
I feel like I love it.
Okay. Next one.
Stray, the boxers as shorts trend. Have you seen that's a new trend lately? You get like boxers, like they literally look like boxers. Like
men's boxers.
Yes. But there's like women's now. Like okay, like it's yeah, like a yeah, trend yeah. And then you wear like a sweatshirt. I think Bree's worn boxers before.
Okay. In my head, I'm going to say Stray for me, but I don't think I've seen it enough to like really decide.
Okay. I like it. I wouldn't wear it.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm looking it up for you so that you can see like, okay, this is a perfect example.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like it has a cardigan. Avenue. It had a cardigan.
It has a cardigan and I love that on her.
Like this is like so the trend.
Okay. I like that. I don't
You
know,
like almost dress them up.
I don't know if I would be able to pull it off, but I do like that. Okay. Okay. I have no opinion on that right now because I need to try it on to know if it's a Slayer Stray for me.
Okay.
But it's a Slay for others.
I personally am looking right now. I actually like really like it.
I feel like you would totally love that.
I probably wouldn't wear it.
Yeah.
But it would be, this would be my style.
Yeah.
Like I would like to wear these. Yes. I just don't know if I would.
Yes.
Like I would wear them like to the beach.
Yeah.
And like that kind of stuff. So, okay. You're up.
Okay. Next one is, man, you guys are controversial. No, just kidding. Laminated or fluffy eyebrows. That's a slay. I'm sorry. That is an absolute slay.
I think it's a slay up to a point.
Oh, I think you could have the bushiest eyebrows and I still think it's a slay.
Because you've gotten some bushy eyebrows and you switched eyebrow girls because you didn't like them.
No, not bushy. Dark black.
Okay, that's the difference. I think if they're dark black and bushy, if you're blonde, that's a stray.
I agree.
But
I agree.
I'm okay with just bushy. I got mine done at one point and it was tinted and fluffed. It was way too much for me.
Yes.
I just felt like I looked ridiculous. I like the fluffy eyebrow trend. I didn't like how she did my eyebrows.
Yes, that makes sense.
I would like to go to another person and not have them have tint on them and just to fluff them.
And just laminated.
But again, look at mom's eyebrows. They're gone because of the trend in the 90s.
And that she's still on that trend.
She doesn't want small eyebrows. She just, they're dead because she plucked them so much in the 90s.
Really?
She can't have more eyebrows than she has right now.
That's sad.
I know. So I would rather have bushy eyebrows than no eyebrows at all.
Same.
So
yeah, I personally love them. I also think if you don't have makeup on and you have a good lamination, you look good.
Stray. Slay.
Slay.
I agree with
slay.
That.
Yeah, I know people hate them and I'm sorry. People said, sorry, Jamie. It's okay. I'm not offended. I love laminated eyebrows. So it's okay. I'm not offended.
Have you heard of duck nails?
Nope.
I think that's a new style of like cut.
Okay, look it up.
Duck nails.
I'm picturing like a web, like a.
Like, these are awful.
Let me see.
These are awful. I could stab
a stray.
I could stab absolute a brain out stray. With those. Okay, they looked like almost like web toes.
Guys, if I ever have duck nails and because I think it's cool later on, please bully me. Just kidding.
I'll chop off all your fingers.
But like, that's terrible.
No, those are really bad. I don't like them. Oh, she said stray. Gosh. So, okay.
Okay.
Stray.
Okay. I've never seen those. I haven't even seen any
I've
nail girls.
I've seen them on TikTok.
I haven't seen any nail girls like post those. So like, okay. I'm unsure, but okay. Let's see.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I'm trying to find a good ones. Some good ones. Okay, a lot of people say this, cannot get on the Stanley Cup train. They're ugly and the straw's exposed. When I read that, I got the ick that my straw is exposed to the open air.
I've heard of critters crawling in the straws. And you take a sip and you don't know.
Kenzie.
I'm sorry.
Stop. I have a Stanley with me right now and I'm going to.
I saw
a
spider crawl in.
A big fat cockroach crawled in there.
I've seen that. I know.
Feel gross.
It gives me the ick.
You want to know something really sad that happened to me?
Please.
I ordered a hydro jug.
No.
Because I want the...
No, did it get canceled?
I Apple Paid it and I've been waiting for weeks and it never came. So I checked my email and I'm like, where's my hydro jug? And my Apple Pay never went through.
And did you order another one?
So I haven't yet because the color I want is now sold out.
What color do you want?
Green.
Oh yeah, the green's cute.
The green is really cute. I have a lot of pink cups. I need like, I need a
100%
green.
Understand
I'm,
that.
I'm off the pink. I got a
I
lot
will
of pink.
Say like DJ is like, he is a Stanley stan. He
I love that for him.
Uses his Stanley more than I've ever seen any man use a Stanley. He literally couldn't live.
I love when I see a dad have a Stanley. I think it's the best thing ever.
It's like kind of hot.
No, it is.
Dad with a mustache and a Stanley.
And a Stanley, like Justin, get on the Stanley trend, dude.
You need to get him a Stanley.
I do. And he doesn't have a Stanley.
You need to like, you need to help him get used to it.
He can't do a Stanley. He needs like a hydrogen. He needs something that he could put in a bag.
Okay.
Cause he just.
DJ sits in his car all day, every day.
See, exactly. So it's perfect for DJ. Justin has like his lawyer, like
briefcase
and like a Stanley doesn't really work.
Mesh.
It doesn't work for that. DJ's like athleisure. Like,
yeah,
he wears a PC.
He wears like athletic
clothes. It's literally
clothes.
Perfect for him.
It's perfect for him.
Justin would kind of look weird.
Okay. So we need to get Justin
a
hydro jug.
We need to find him like a hydro jug.
Perfect. We can do that. Yeah, I had another Stanley one in here. Okay, people are really disliking like the Sambas and Gazelles.
Yeah. Okay, our sister Kat absolutely hates
Adidas Sambas.
She's like, they are soccer shoes. And if you are a soccer player, you are either Nike or you're Adidas. And she has always been Nike. So she absolutely hates them. I love my Sambas. I do. I actually really love them. I cannot wear them with every outfit. I also have a very hard time. I don't know if it's like my OCD. Girls wear like colorful shoes with outfits that don't match. And when I see it on them, I love it. When I put it on, I feel like I look like a clown.
I get that.
I'm like not matching and it feels so odd to me. And I think it's my personal self because Sambas like are usually like fun and colorful.
I think, here's my thought.
Okay.
I think they're already going out.
I can see that they are on their way.
I think that they were a fast trend.
They were a fast trend.
The black and white ones, I want to throw mine in the garbage.
Yeah.
Because I overwore them. Everyone got them. And then I was sick of them.
Yep.
I actually like my other ones now.
Your Gazelles.
And I didn't wear them for like months.
I love your Gazelles.
So those are like my favorite shoes
yes,
right now.
Yes.
But I do understand. I think they're going to go out. I probably wouldn't purchase another pair.
I probably wouldn't either. That's not like the next shoe I want. My Sambas are really comfortable.
Your Sambas are super comfortable.
So I will say that. Luckily, they are a comfortable shoe.
You could have worn your Sambas with your outfit today.
That actually would have been cute with my little bit of green in my socks. That would have been cute.
Wish you would have done.
Somebody also said, sorry, platform shoes.
I like platform shoes. It's because we're short.
Maybe because we're short. I love platforms. I know some people say you look like a clown, but I quite like them.
I actually do like platform shoes. I do. I also like chunky shoes. And I don't think I would have said that a year ago.
You wouldn't have.
I really like chunky shoes.
The chunkier, the better.
I'm
a shoe girly. Yeah. I love the shoes.
Yeah.
I love all the shoes. I love chunky shoes.
I actually have a really hard time with shoes in the summer. I'm not going to lie to you because
you do, Kenzie.
I don't know why I have a really hard time with shoes in the summer.
You really do.
I don't find any sandals cute.
Yeah. What do you end up wearing?
Sandals.
Like which one?
And I just,
what kind?
I don't know. Whatever I have, and I don't like them. I don't like summer shoes. I don't know what shoes to wear, like to the pool. Cause I'm like, I want to be like a cute pool girly.
Yes.
But then I end up throwing on my Birkenstocks.
You wear your Birkenstocks a lot. That's what you wear.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, I need like some cute sandals. Like
yes.
Ones that like wrap on your ankle. I don't know what's in. Can somebody tell me like
what summer shoes are in?
I saw an Abercrombie, some cute ones that like you like wrap around your ankle. I really like those like almost gladiator type shoes.
Yes.
I just.
Those are kind of coming back.
I just have a hard time with summer shoes. I need to like go to the mall. I need to like see what's out and I need to like try some on.
You do.
I have a really hard time with summer shoes.
You need to wear an outfit that you are going to wear in the summer. Don't try to dress up.
Perfect. I'll wear a thong bikini to the mall.
Perfect. And then put shoes on with it.
Yeah. I don't know why I can't like, summer shoes are hard for me. What shoes do you wear in the summer?
I don't know. I had my Reef platforms last year that I liked.
I did like those.
So I bought those in two colors, white and black, so I could wear them.
Perfect.
I don't know if they'll be in this summer. So I don't know.
Yeah, I have a hard time with summer shoes.
I like the platform sandals though. I think those are cute. Like platform docks, platform sandals. I have a pink platform docks.
I feel as though I don't like those on me. I like them on other people. I don't like chunky for the summer. And maybe I will this summer. Chunky. I like want to do like a dainty sandal.
I agree, but that's not going to look good unless you're wearing like dresses. Like, are you dressing up in the summer? No, you're not.
I don't know.
You're wearing jean shorts.
I never, last year, I don't think I wore denim shorts one single time.
What did you wear?
I wear like my brandy shorts, like my cotton shorts.
Okay. Even still, I feel like the gladiator type like are a little more dressy. They look cute if you're like going on like a summer dress date, a girl's night.
Yeah.
I love that for that, but like what is your everyday?
I have like some white ones that like just have like the strap at the top that you just like slip your feet in.
And they're flat. Yeah.
And I don't like them. I just wore them because I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I know. What's going to be in?
I don't know.
I need some new summer shoes.
Though. I need some new summer shoes. I got to go browse.
Yeah, we got to browse. We got to start. Okay, the next one. Layers and hair.
I think it's in. I don't like it, but I think it's in.
I like it. It's a sleigh for me.
I don't like it on me, but I like it on other people.
Yeah. I love like the like
the layer. Like the 90 blowout look.
Yes,
type
I
of thing.
Love that's my favorite look.
I like it on other people. Yeah. I have tried it. I don't like it on me.
If I had unlimited money, I would get a blowout every single day and have that look because I love it.
I don't like my hair blown out.
Oh, I love it. I think it's so cute. But I can see why people don't like it. I think layers are always trendy. They're gonna go in and they're gonna come out. Like they are not gonna be in forever. Like they are not.
Well, yeah, they were like super in the 90s.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like so many 90s things are.
You want to know what I think about like something I hate about the 90s that's coming back?
Okay.
I really hate the like Victoria's Secret body. I feel like it's coming back. I feel like we like strayed away from it for a while, but I feel like we're like going back to that of like being very thin and tall and like the skimpy bikinis. Like yep. I feel like we were very like body positive for a couple years. And I feel like I'm seeing more and more like stick straight, tall.
Unfortunately, I feel like that's always going to be because it's so ingrained in our culture. It's always just going to be in.
I know. Maybe I just.
How many girls, even body positivity, are always concerned their Roman Empire is their weight and being skinny.
100%.
No matter how much body, I love body positivity. I think we should embrace different body types. Nobody is ever going to have, not the whole world is ever going to be the same size.
I just feel like it's coming back in to be like.
To not be body positive?
Not to not be body positive, but just that stick straight tall.
Yeah.
Facade.
Yeah.
Because I mean, think about like the supermodels, like Gigi Hadid, Kendall Jenner, like they wear, Hailey Bieber, they wear like, low rise, like where their whole stomach is showing.
Yep.
Like that's what those girls wore in the 90s when they were like
super skinny
and the Victoria's Secret thing was huge. And like, I just feel like that style's coming back, which means you have to have a certain body type in order to wear it. Like the skimpy bikinis. You're not going to wear a skimpy bikini if you feel like you look too big for a skimpy bikini.
100%.
And so I feel like you're right now, the trends are catering the stick straight, tall, skinny girls.
Yep.
Barrel jeans.
I totally get that.
If you look at barrel jeans on the Free People website.
That's not for tall girls though.
They're not for tall girls. Well, yeah. I feel like some tall girls wear them and they can pull them off. But I feel like they're.
I've never seen them on a tall girl, so I don't know.
Okay.
But I could see them being weird on a tall girl because they're like short. They're like short and wide.
But like baggy jeans.
Baggy jeans,
like baggy jeans, like big baggy jeans, low rise with like a super tiny top.
Like a tiny brandy top.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I feel like that's coming back, which is almost encouraging.
Yes, not body positive.
Not potty body. Yeah, because.
Not potty body.
Not potty potty body.
Not potty body.
Potty.
Let's see. Let's do one more each.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Okay. I want to do one more and then I want to talk about something really fast.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. Do you have a good one or did you just go?
I'm just trying to look and see if I find something like that's different. I feel like a lot of mine are the same that we've already like talked about.
Okay. This one, just to really say, they say, honestly, so confused if chunky shoes are still in or if it's just sleek Samba vibes. whatever you are wearing and you are confident in is what's in.
I wear both.
Like, I do too. And whatever you're wearing is what's in. Like, does that make sense? Like,
totally.
If you're wearing something thin, like Samba vibes, like thin shoes or whatever.
It's in.
But if you're also wearing super chunky Taz or Gazelles, or I'm wearing platform Converse. Like,
in.
It's in. It's also in.
Yeah, I so think both of those in. Are in.
Yeah.
Depending on what you're wearing with them.
Yes, exactly.
Somebody said a stray for them was makeup at the gym. And I agree.
Kenzie, look at that.
I'm like, my stray right now is mascara. Like, I literally, which is crazy, because catch me a year ago on the podcast saying I will never not wear mascara.
Yes.
Because I love mascara and I don't have very long eyelashes. But lately
I have good eyelashes.
Thank you. I don't feel like I do, but thank you. I just am more comfortable without mascara on these days.
Yeah.
I can cry whenever I want.
Stop. Me and Kenzie were literally talking about this on the podcast the other day, or not on the podcast. We were talking about it on the phone the other day. Because I was saying, I was like, remember when we hated when girls would wear makeup without mascara and how we like thought it was horrible. But I have found myself doing it a little bit more and it's kind of nice.
I do it every day.
I can rub the living shiz out of my eyes.
No, I do it every day.
Speaking of eyelashes, eyelash extensions.
There is, I could count on one hand the amount of eyelash extensions I have seen that look good.
It's a stray for me.
It's
a stray. And maybe because I care about spending money on other things, so that's not like one of my maintenance items.
For sure.
But I
get the convenience of them.
I get the convenience. If you are a mom or a girl, if you're a girl.
I'm just a girl.
And you just love eyelash extensions because you get to wake up and it looks like you have mascara on and that's great. But I just don't.
I don't. I've tried them.
I've tried them too. I've tried them and I want to like them. I just don't.
I would love to not wear mascara. I would love the convenience
you
of
just
my
don't. So
eyelashes.
Perfect. Perfect.
But I look like a naked mole rat. At least I would look like a naked mole rat. No, I actually really did give them a good effort because I really, really, really wanted to like them. They just don't look good. They just don't look good.
Yeah, I agree.
There are some people I have seen that I'm like, those
for
look
sure.
good.
And I understand why, but sorry.
The like wink lash. Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
I actually don't hate those.
I don't hate them either.
The ones that you could like, you put on.
I will never take the time to do it.
I would, well, there's a million other things I'd be doing.
I would rather take the time to like tan my body with
or like
lotion.
Put mascara on.
Or like put mascara on every morning. Like I don't want to take the time to do that.
Yeah, I used to be like full glam at the gym and I've slowly became not full glam at the gym.
Okay, what's your thoughts on this? Somebody said athleisure wear, but you didn't go to the gym.
I don't care.
I don't care either. Someone said that to stray. Like, I don't care. I don't care. Athleisure wear is comfy. That's why people are wearing it.
Yes. Jamie.
Because it's comfortable.
I have a good one.
Okay.
I have a great one. Because I actually want to know your thoughts on this.
Okay.
We bought so many of the damn aloe dresses. And I have four of them. That means I spent like $500 on athletic dresses from aloe that I actually despise now. I literally will not put them on my body.
I kind of like them.
Okay.
I still kind of like them. I don't know. Catch me in a couple months, maybe changing my mind.
I was going to say, I need to see in summer.
Because I just,
In the summer.
It's so hot here. It is so hot.
It's so hot.
And it feels like I put some effort in when I put that on.
My thing is like, I can't do like the white thing over it.
I love my white thing.
I just think it's a personal thing. It's a personal thing. It's a me problem because I think I wore that like outfit too much.
When I think back to last summer, that's what I was wearing all the time. So like I said, catch me in a couple months. I might never put one of those on my body and you might see me like post them for sale. Like I will maybe not wear them at all. I'm going to have to put it on this summer and see what you're feeling. I like the trend of that, but not the dress and the shorts, like the short talls.
Short-alls.
I'm probably saying that wrong, but
The unitard.
Like the short unitards. That's a slay for me.
It's a sleigh for me, especially because I feel like you can wear like a tee over them.
You can wear a tee.
You can wear a sweatshirt.
You can wear a crew neck. You can wear like, I like the versatility of it.
I agree.
Versatility. That was
versatility. Is it versatility or versatility?
Versatile. So versatility is what?
So versatility.
Yeah. Not tality. Is that what I said?
You said versatility.
Okay. Well,
like mortality, but versatility, right?
Versatility. Yeah.
Versatility sounds right. It sounds more like,
it sounds like good.
Like you sound like more smart than me, but
it's actually, but actually I think it's versatility. Not.
Yeah. Catch me in a couple months. I will try.
I will try because I have also, them.
That was the summer I started losing weight and I
have a purple one and I think that's not the one I want.
I have green and I have purple.
Okay.
And green. I think I have black.
You have black and I like the black one. I have black too. Do I have black? I think I have black.
You have black. I don't think I have black. I think I have green and
you
purple.
You have gray.
Gray.
You have a gray one.
I have gray.
You?
I wore it to SeaWorld.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I think I overdid it. It's like those freaking sets, the Free People ones, the shorts with the oversized shirt. The Kim set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
wore it so much. I wore it so much and I overwore it and same, I can't
I'm,
look at
I'm
it again.
Over it.
Yeah.
Okay. Last thing is people want to know our thoughts on the Sephora kids. Sephora kids, that thing.
I mean, I don't really care.
I know. I don't really care. Like, don't catch my 10-year-old.
That's what I was going to say.
In there buying that. But like, I guess if like they're into that, I don't really care. I think that it's good that we've kind of already talked about like the trend of like skincare for young kids.
Yes.
I do personally think it's good that kids are starting to care about skincare younger because hopefully they'll develop a really good habit of skincare.
Yes. But there's a difference between like washing your face every night with like Dime Beauty, like versus like you're using 30 Drunk Elephant products. I think that's not good for a 10-year-old's skin.
I totally agree.
They don't need 30 products. Teach them to wash their face. Do all of that. Teach them about the skincare. I think that's great.
Yes.
Show them to wear SPF, even if it's a tinted SPF.
Yep.
Those are the things that are important. They don't need to be using Drunk Elephant bronzing drops. They're 10.
I completely agree with you.
So I'm not like mad about it, but I like don't love
Understand
I don't want to think about my 10-year-old going into Sephora.
I agree.
And like spending $300. Like I don't walk into Sephora without spending $100. Like,
yes.
I'm not going to spend that on my 10-year-old.
No, exactly.
She should be wearing Smacker's lip balm.
Like literally.
From Target.
Smacker's lip balm.
But again, I mean, every parent's different. I mean, if that's what Payson's really into, like.
Right. When my kid's 10, I might. Like who
would
knows?
You rather have a new outfit that I spend $30 on? Or do you want $30 to go to Sephora? You're allowed to pick.
Yeah.
You can pick, but it doesn't mean we're going to spend $1,000 at Sephora for
like
you.
Like our friend Alicia, her daughters went to a birthday party. Her daughters are 8. They're going
seven.
Oh, sorry.
They'll be 8.
They're 7. They won't be 8 for a long time, actually.
Yeah.
They're 7 and they're going to birthday parties for 8 and 9-year-olds who one of the girls has a mini fridge for skincare and she was requesting Sephora products for her mini fridge. That's what she wanted for her birthday from her friends. That's insane to me. Like, but because that's what they're getting at school and that's what they're hearing from all their friends.
It's kind of just like.
And they're on TikTok.
Oh, cringe.
Like
it's the consumerism is getting out of hand and it's getting younger and younger.
And it's starting young.
Terrifying. Like it's terrifying. I mean, my daughter is in pre-K. She's in pre-K. Tell me what Payson's favorite thing is right now.
Clothes?
No. What did you buy her after her dance recital?
Oh, Squishmallows.
And she talks about all of what everybody else's Squishmallows. And she is comparing her Squishmallows to her friend's Squishmallows. Yes, it's Squishmallows. Frick, those things are like $30.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
but
they're not
the
cheap.
Older she gets, it's going to be Stanley's. It's going to be Lululemon. It's going to be Sephora. It's going to be all these things. It's already happening at pre-K. She only wanted Squishmallows because Mia had a Squishmallow. Like,
yep.
She wants the things that her friends have. They learn these things at school. And as a mom, it's hard to not buy into that.
Well,
it's
yeah,
hard not
you,
to want
you
to
want
get
your kid to feel included.
Like, but you don't want your kid to be a brat.
It's so hard.
Like, I watched this TikTok of a mom that her daughter is like, it's probably 10 or 11 years old and came or like asked for like a cool cup for Christmas. So she went to Walmart. She bought her like a really cute cup with a handle on it. And then her daughter came home crying from school the next day after Christmas break and was like, it's not a Stanley. What's a Stanley? Why? Like my friends have Stanleys. I thought this was going to be a cool cup. And like, all of the kids were making fun of her because she had a cup from Walmart. And the mom's
so
like,
sad.
I don't want my kid coming home crying. So I bought her a Stanley, but you need to talk to your kids about not saying those type of things to other kids.
And to talk to them about like, you know what? We are grateful for what we have.
And if it's from
Walmart. If your friends have more than you, you have to just be happy for them. Like,
yep.
Because there's going to be things that Navy comes home and says she wants. And all three of my girls, are you kidding? That I'm going to have to say, you know what? I don't find the value of spending the money on that. You're going to have to be okay that all your friends have it and you maybe don't have it. And that's where we teach gratefulness.
Yeah.
It's like, you're grateful for what you do have.
Or we don't buy it on a whim.
You save up your own money.
That's what I was
going to
say.
Do you want to save up and work for it?
I feel like mom was really good at that. Like when I wanted something, which also helped me as an adult, like when mom would like, when I would want something and mom be like, okay, you have to wait till your birthday or Christmas or, yep. you know, till you save money for it. Then we got close to my birthday and mom would be like, is that still what you want? And then I'd be like, well, no, I actually don't want that for my birthday. So I sat on it for a month or two and decided I actually didn't want that. And if I would have bought it 2 months ago and then I like
2 months previous.
Yeah. Then I wouldn't have liked it for that
long.
Like I feel like teaching the value of like, we don't just get to go and buy whatever comes to our little brains.
100%.
And I feel like that's a hard thing to teach your children. Like
it is.
Around Christmas time, I feel like we do that more. Like let's take a picture of it and send it to Santa you know, well, then I'll ask her like, is that what you want? You know, like.
And Navy goes back and she's like, I don't really like that anymore.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, exactly.
So you got to teach them.
And that's the whole point of even trends. Like, that's why you kind of got to decide what trends you want to spend your money on and what trends you don't. Because
you can't do it all.
They're trendy.
Yep.
And you can't do it all. Or you save up and you do it. There's plenty of trends I've bought that I regret.
Same.
And I'm mad at myself for spending all of the money on.
Yeah.
But that's
life.
Live and learn.
Anyways.
You live and you learn. Anyways. Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. Hope that was a good slur straight. We actually like had even more too. So I
had a lot.
Hopefully we like do this episode every like couple months where we like
go on the new trends.
The new trends. Yeah. Because it's fun to hear your guys' thoughts and our thoughts and it's good.
I love
it. It's good. So anyway, I hope you guys have the greatest Monday and you guys are all a slay for me. Just so you know, Codependent Podcast is a slay.
So cheesy, but I agree. I don't disagree.
So yeah, slay the Codependent Podcast and we love you and we'll see you next week on the
Codependent Podcast.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.